What we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, for the Republic to fight back. Right here, right now.
Right here, right now, you're listening to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio, and we are trying to evolve the monetary system so that it serves the people and emancipates them, offers them abundance, rather than enslaving them as the existing system does. And we were joined quickly there with Robin Choice Boyce of the Summit Girls for Truth, and she went to the Summit County Council meeting, and there is actually three local government meetings today. There was one at the Summit for the Summit County, which she attended, and then immediately after this broadcast, I'm going to the Breckenridge Town Council meeting, and then finally tonight, the Frisco Town Council meeting. And then sadly, later this week on Thursday, there's a new Lowe's opening up in this small community. We're going to get out there and try to, basically I'm going to broadcast from that location and try to disseminate some information to get people to support their local community so that it doesn't get destroyed by colonization in the form of globalism. And that's exactly what's going on, colonization in the form of globalism. All of these things are symptoms of a international monetary system. That international monetary system is always based upon a debt with interest, and it doesn't matter whether it's gold, silver, paper, or digits. And so it's interesting. Robin was basically giving information about the Brixton Pound. This is a local currency which the members of the local government are now committed in England to take a portion of their pay in the local currency, and they actually give that to them as a bonus. The more that of their pay that they take in the form of the local currency, the more benefit that they derive. So it's basically effectively you add in a pay increase. So you know, if you're getting 90% of your money in Federal Reserve notes and then 10% in the local currency, and then you gave a 10% bonus on that, that means, just to make real rough numbers, $900 a month in the national money or the federal money, 10% in the local money would be $100, and then a 10% bonus on that means you'd get $10. So obviously that's not enough to make anybody sway their decision making or anything, but what if that bonus was $20? So, 20%. So now you're getting 20% a month. That's not a big deal. What if you raise that? Let's say it's $30 or 30%. That makes sense. You slowly increase this till you find a sweet spot where it incentivizes. And it makes it something that the people would truly embrace. So, anyway, this is one methodology that we can change that. We're going to talk about how we incentivize the government to take the local currency when we get back. Flags and erratic behavior, water full of chemicals, leaks all the nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic pollutants. Sterilizing the third world, cancerous vaccines, cutting down the populace, all in the name of peace.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, cause it's gonna be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit. It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangsta. Those are devils running Wall Street banks.
That was the Wandering Monks, the Enlightened hip-hop group that speaks on social, political topics. Their music is outstanding in articulating the problems and correct solutions to our current situation. You know, we live in an international society that is based on fear and scarcity and lack, and all of that is engineered through the monetary system. We can completely correct all of that just by reforming this system. And we don't have to wait for the politicians to, you know, approve our, you know, the national politicians to necessarily change their monetary system. The people can kind of just do this just by voting with their wallets. The people can choose to remove some of their beautiful, loving commercial energy from the existing system. And rather than just like the Buckminster Fuller quote talks about, you don't change things by destroying the existing system. We're not looking to destroy the existing system. You create a new system that makes the old system obsolete. And how can that be made obsolete? Well, who wouldn't prefer an interest-free mortgage that you pay in 10 years that with the same energy or the same payment that's required for a 30-year. Who wouldn't prefer the 10-year? Well, that's one way to make the existing system obsolete. It's completely unnecessary to pay that. So Robin was just at the town council meeting, and as I said before, one of the reasons why businesses should use this solution, this local currency solution, is that in the exact same way, because Federal Reserve notes are scarce, many people are bartering right now. I hear it all of the time from different businesses. They barter business to business. For instance, a restaurant that needs electrical work done, they will trade a month of free meals for a electrical work. Let's say they need an upgrade on their electrical connection so as to supply a bigger refrigerator or whatever. Effectively, what's happening there is both entities are creating a gift certificate. So if one of them says, if the electrician says, okay, I'm going to create a gift certificate worth, you know, just make the numbers easy. It's 10 meals a day, $10 meal per day. Let's say it's, $300. Actually, it'd be $3,000. My math is failing me right now. It's at 300. So the electrician agrees to make a gift certificate. It's good for, $300 of electrical work, or basically to install the service upgrade. The restaurant basically says, okay, well, you can have meals every day for the next 30 days, and that allows for that business owner they both get what they want by creating their own form of money. That gift certificate becomes a voucher. That is just a form of money. They are the money themselves. There's no interest and nothing being applied there. In fact, like, let's say that the electrical work was being performed right now, but the electrician doesn't want any food from there for that next 30 days. They're going to be, he's going to be traveling or something or other. He won't be able to use it right then. That voucher could be used, 6 months later, and there wouldn't be any interest applied, nor is it necessary. And why would, our brothers and sisters do that to one another? We end up creating a mathematics system that ends up victimizing one another. That's why we don't want to participate in a interest-based contract. So effectively, those businesses are creating their own money as a voucher or a gift certificate, as a debt obligation. That's a good way to view that. That's a debt obligation. I will, give you a month of free meals in exchange for you upgrading my electrical service. And assuming those are retail exchanges at retail price, the local government would want tax on that interaction, even though no what we would normally consider money was exchanged. Mountain Hours allows that exchange to occur. Mountain Hours are basically vouchers. That's a good way to view them, or coupons, or kind of view them in that sort of way. Anyway, they or credits. They allow that interaction to occur much more freely because, if you're the one looking to get electrical work done, it's possible the electrician that is willing to do that, maybe that electrician doesn't want to eat there all the time. Maybe he's allergic to that kind of food. So there's all sorts of problems that occur. All of that gets freed up by having, rather than bartering with an individual, you're bartering with an entire network. That's why the local currency is a really good solution. That's fundamentally why money was invented in the first place. Money is just a form of measurement. It just measures the exchanges of energy, just like an inch does. It's just a measurement of something that's already existing. It's just a tool. And the real wealth is the energy of that business owner that's going to do the electrical work, or the business owner that does all of the meals. That is the real wealth, not the money itself. The money itself should have no value in the exact same way that inches have no value or pounds have no value. It's just a tool for measurement of a commodity. So when people say, how much is too many inches, or we don't have enough inches, all of the inches are being used on the other side. Someone's building a house on the other side of town. All of the inches are over there. So we don't have enough inches in order to do your job. Like, well, why not? If I'm willing to pay for it, and I'm willing to produce, and you're willing to produce, how can we say we don't have enough money? Let's just make that job happen. We're both willing to produce value. The inches will just measure our value, measure something that's already created. And they can be loaned so as to initiate in order to fund a future project. But it's those inches are just something that measures something that's already in existence. So the reason why this is important is that we're creating more of these transactions without the use of Federal Reserve notes. And by creating more transactions, the local municipalities want, they generally go by the rules. If the national rules, the IRS reviews or views something as a taxable transaction, then everybody follows suit locally. So if there's more transactions, that means there's more tax revenue, sales tax revenue raised for the local government. The exception to that, and this is, this doesn't happen as often. In the example I gave, there was an electrician who was doing electrical work in his primary field of trade, and a restaurant owner doing work in their primary field of trade. When they barter without Federal Reserve notes, without mountain hours, without any currency, where it's even just a barter transaction without physical exchange currency, because that barter was in the field of their professional vocation, that would be a taxable transaction. When it's not in the field of their professional transaction, it could be those exact two entities, meaning the electrician went to the restaurant owner's house and the electrician shoveled the restaurant owner's driveway. They shoveled the driveway, from snow in exchange for a chair that the restaurant owner was getting rid of. That would not be a taxable event. So in most instances where it's within the field of your professional vocation, whether it's a barter, it's a mountain hours local currency transaction, or a Federal Reserve note transaction, in each one of those instances, a tax is owed. So on that topic, we are looking at these couple of local municipalities. There's three separate ones of these just today, and that's in a county with roughly 30,000 people, just as a rough number. And that number is roughly the same number that is in Ithaca, New York. So our numbers really kind of jive. They're good approximations. So I actually printed out like how the taxes get distributed, and then the county itself. We've got a break. I'm just going to go through the breakdown of the different taxes and how they, some go to the state, some the county, and then some go to the local town. So I'm going to break those taxes down when we get back.
circulation. That's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle never ends? The rising cost of living, now we're all running things. Inflation's an equation for permanent enslavement. Interest is the whip they used to hit us.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
And to ease the pain and fear and suffering on our brothers and sisters, we are putting into effect our own local currency so as to offer abundance so that our brothers and sisters can actually spend the local currency first. That's really important to understand, is to spend your local currency first and then, you know, conserve your Federal Reserve notes so that you can pay your income taxes, property taxes, et cetera, and your debts. And that's the way you can live in a more abundant lifestyle. The fact is that Federal Reserve notes are scarce. The people are being suffocated for lack of Federal Reserve notes, not drowned in too many Federal Reserve notes. Don't fall for the propaganda in the dominant media and most of the patriot media. The people are not suffering from inflation. Repeat, the people are not suffering from inflation. Inflation is the overproduction of Federal Reserve notes. When they say they're debasing them, that means that they're overproducing them. That is not the case. They're being engineered scarcity so that the people are unable to pay their debts. The reason, that effectively that foreclosures and defaults are at all-time highs. If we had inflation and too many Federal Reserve notes, why would we possibly have defaults? We'd have too much currency going around, and we could easily just pay off our debt. So, now I was breaking down the local taxes. The state of Colorado, it's uniform. You know, in Summit County, you have the county itself, and your wherever you live is probably very similar. You have the county, which is a corporation. They say in here that's unincorporated county, but that's a misnomer. But anyway, the state itself has a 2.9% sales tax rate. The county has a 2% tax rate. And then the different municipalities that are incorporated separately, meaning Breckenridge, Dillon, Frisco, and Silverthorne, they have rates varying from 2% to 2.5%. So effectively, if you live in the county, your tax rate will be about 2 or 2.5% less. Additionally, there's a uniform 0.75% tax for mass transit, and then for affordable housing, it's 0.125%. Finally, there's varying lodging taxes. Pretty much, they are just imposed within the different towns. So some of them have a city tax. In most instances, if you reside inside a town, you're facing an additional, actually, I misspoke earlier, you're facing an additional 5 to 6% in taxes. So the point is that these taxes are increased. The overall revenue is increased because of the use of the local currency. So once we realize that we're increasing the tax base, well, number one, all of the taxes are born of the commercial transactions of the people. But the local currency itself brings even more transactions in. So why shouldn't we be able to make a portion of our payment of these taxes in the form of the local currency? That is kind of like the holy grail. Once you're able to pay that, you've got like a tipping point. So a strategy to provide for that to occur is these government officials, they really won't, until anybody uses any sort of product. And that's all Mountain Hours is. It's just a product. It's just a tool to provide abundance. So we have to have these local officials actually use the currency themselves in order for them to have confidence in it. And as of right now, the currency only goes to those local officials. So right off the bat, the means by which that we can get it into their hands is that local municipal corporation can be included in the Mountain Hours system in the exact same way that any other local business is included. And the way that they all join is they get effectively $200 every 3 months. So we'll get into the strategy for getting businesses and governments to join right when we get back.
If you seek, then you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now, if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universally
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates, but I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
Former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan is a representative of the top-down monetary system of the Federal Reserve. That is a system whereby which wealth and power is concentrated in very few hands. That power should be distributed locally to the people. And we are endeavoring to reform this system by getting local government, local municipal corporations to accept this in the form of taxes. And a strategy to do that is what the Brixton Pound did. And basically, here's what they did. I'm reading from an article dated June 27, 2012. If you can, you know, basically go Google the Brixton Pound. It's in England, specifically Lambeth. So here we go. The title is Payroll Local to Launch in September. Today we announce a new way for Lambeth Council's 3,000 staff to support their local community. So there's 3,000 members of this local community. That's pretty big. Payroll Local will launch this autumn. Payroll Local is a scheme that will allow all Lambeth Council employees to receive a small portion of their salary in electronic Brixton pounds. They can then spend their Brixton pounds locally at independent businesses or donate it to charities or social enterprises. Employees who wish to be part of that scheme will receive an additional 10% of the proportion of salary that they put into the online Brixton account. So they actually get a raise. So it's, if you offer this as a bonus, who doesn't want something extra? They're not sacrificing anyway. So the way to get universal, as many people as possible to agree to using this system is, number one, they got to spend it. They have to go and spend it. Number two, so they have to use it. They have to have reliance upon it. They have to understand that it's work and that you know, I always say this, is that any monetary system is a confidence game. And you have to build confidence, and that confidence gets built by people spending it, going out and utilizing it, trading their pieces of paper, regardless of whatever the color is or whatever's on those pieces of paper. If they can, you know, the same way that we use airline miles to get what we want, it's not really, we don't really care how we get that thing. It's just that we reliably want to be able to get that thing. The money is just a tool to accomplish a process. Continuing. This is excellent news for local independent Brixton businesses who are likely to see increased trade as a result. It is also great news for a community, as more money will stick to Brixton, directly benefiting local residents. In addition, the scheme will offer a convenient way to donate to local charities, social enterprises, and community groups that will not be reached by corporate payroll giving schemes. The Brixton Pounds Managing Director, Simon Wolf, commented, quote, Payroll Local is one of a number of innovative schemes that we're launching this year. It's vital for the Brixton Pounds' ongoing success that we don't stand still. We are absolutely delighted to have the support of the Lambeth Council at the highest level, as they are one of the most important financial players in our community. You can find out more about Payroll Local by watching this short video or by checking out our frequently asked questions page. And basically that there's now 72 businesses within that local currency system accepting pay by text. Currently, right now, Mountain Hours is only a physical system. And that physical system is going to be made into a virtual system so that we have the capacity that we can track and distribute the currency much more easily, and then incentivize the use of the currency so that it doesn't, you know, basically just sit. We want in order for any currency to work, just like in an electrical system, currency must flow. And because many people are fearful right now, they're not spending, and the local currency is a tool to facilitate and replace that fear with abundance by allowing that currency to flow. And what we're looking to do by putting this local currency in the hands of these local businesses and local governments, it will give them confidence that the currency works and then that they can rely upon it. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a part of the, it could be given as a bonus. So a business can give it to their employee as a bonus. And as long as everybody's initially seeing it, receiving it as a bonus, then they gain confidence in it. And it's essential with any kind of marketing thing to get people's acceptance of something. You know, just like when you go to the whatever, like a Costco or a Sam's or whatever, they give you samples of some kind of whatever, a dip or whatever. And they give you those samples because it's a risk-free means by which that you can, see if you like it, see if it performs as it was promised, to see if it works. And when it does work, then we gain confidence and we will, embrace that particular product or that particular solution. So it's essential that in order for people to adopt this, that you make as many of your opportunities as possible that the people can utilize that without any risk to themselves, that they can, experience the Mountain Hours evolution or whatever your particular local currency is that you're promoting. So anyway, if it's possible, in every instance, is let people use it. Let them go out and do this thing themselves. Let them experience that. Because it's one thing in all of your life, it's one thing to know something, it's one thing to think about it or theorize about it, but it's a whole different level of understanding when you actually do it yourself. That's why they say experience trumps knowledge. Right? Or experience trumps belief. So it's just like if you're going to get your car fixed, you're going to go to an experienced mechanic that's actually done the thing rather than somebody that theorizes over how to fix a car. They're theoreticians. Theoreticians only take you so far. You have to implement things. And then test them in the real world where you have real world. There's so many times in theory where there's some unknown force that comes in because you think you're accounting for all of the variables in any system. So your system's based upon a theory, but then once you actually put it into effect, a different variable comes into play that was unknown. And then that can have might have a positive or a deleterious effect on the overall scheme. So it's essential that you test, and that's what they want is you have to allow people to test it, use it, let it work for them, let them see how it works. And so it's one thing to do that on a one-time basis, but if you set up why not kind of thing. What if we set up a local currency system and basically promised everybody in that entire community, that whatever, let's say it's Summit County, and we said we're going to give everybody a $25 or a 2.5-hour bonus if they all show up to work from now on. So the product that we're rewarding, and by the way, they have to perform. So you're creating a product, and that product is reliability. So in that, you're rewarding, you're trying to achieve a desired result. Airline miles reward loyalty. That's effectively, that's all that is. It's loyalty to a particular airline. So by people using Mountain Hours, we can reward them for being loyal to their local community. Mountain Hours only work for independent businesses. The currency stays in the county. Think of the difference between that and a Federal Reserve note, which, like Paul Glover always says, it comes to town and shakes a few hands and then leaves and goes to an international bank. Somewhere. So it's a tool to extract wealth from a community, whereas the local currency is a tool to retain the wealth in a community. So that is the whole idea, is that the currency can be used as a tool to reward desired outcomes. So if the desired outcome is in Summit County, people come here for the mountain. They don't come here necessarily for many of the hospitality jobs, particularly on the entry level side. they're not here to be waiters. They often will, many of the waiters here will have a degree. They're here just to, you know, make some money, but their real draw is to be here at the mountain and all the recreational opportunities. So what happens, well, you know, if you have a big snow, everybody's looking to go skiing or snowboarding that day. But if you're a business owner, and, you know, let's say you rent skis or something, your whole, you know, potentially if your staff doesn't show up, you're the business owner and you're left, you have increased business, more people trying to get on the mountain also. At the same time, your entire staff has abandoned you. So this is a means by which that we can reward attendance with perfect or, you know, some level of attendance goal being met. We can give a bonus to every single person working in the county. Assuming all of those businesses sign up for the local currency. And we can promise that. And actually, we can, in a way, we can bypass the businesses. You know, we don't have to get the business sign up. We can go right to the employees. And then, you know, another incentive to get the employees to get the business to join is that they would get $100 when that business joins up. So these are various ways of incentivizing outcomes, and it's not cutting into the existing economic pie, it's expanding the economic pie. We do want more businesses to accept the currency, and by getting the employees to embrace it, that would they would all, you know, just by them using it, they would get used to using it, and then they would feel more comfortable to accept later on a portion of their pay to be given as in the form of the local currency. So anyway, it's a incremental sort of process that we have to slowly get engaged with this, slowly understand that it's reliable, and, you know, move into the direction of the solution. So this initiative to get the local governments on board, that's a big thing. That's a big endorsement. Even if you weren't able to pay your taxes initially, just by virtue of the members of the local the members of the local government accepting it, that they're taking it in the form of a bonus, that is a waypoint for you to get to the goal that you're trying to achieve, is where you would take it as taxes. So that effectively is where they're at in Brixton. They're not taking it as a form of tax just yet, but they're at that waypoint. And it's just a matter of breaking all these kind of paradigms down, because we've lived under this particular system for such a very, very long time. And it's something in that it's, you know, it's something beneficial to everybody, because these local government people, they all live here too. They live in the community. They can go and spend the currency there. And it, you know, it's kind of fun. It's fun to do. It's interesting to do. It's educational. It's extremely educational. Just think if, just like anything else, it's one thing to theorize about, oh, we need to go to a gold standard and end the Fed. That's all theory. Alternatively, when you just go and spend a local currency, now you've actually seen how a local currency functions. You see that it's paper. Wow, it works. It's not being imposed by force. The business accepting it is using it voluntarily. Well, many of the hard money advocates all say the only way paper money works is if it's by force. Well, I don't see that with airline miles. They're not making people use sky miles by force. It's the exact same thing. You're incentivizing a particular outcome. It's a new currency. It's a new type of currency rewarding a particular outcome. And that's exactly what the local currency does. And in both instances, it's when Federal Reserve notes are scarce, the airline is trading your being faithful to them for something that they have. And generally what that thing that they have extra is underutilized utility, meaning their business is being underutilized. Whenever those empty seats are just sitting there, it's like, hey, here's a cheap way that we can give a benefit to our customers that are loyal to us, and we can reward them with flights or whatever, and then we can get them, and it doesn't cost us anything more. You know, maybe, you know, very small percentages. But anyway, the flights are flying from this destination to this other destination, and every one of those empty seats represents some underused utility.
Money is a form of energy transfer technology.
We'll be right back.
Used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, one, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. Two, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. Three, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. Four, the parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com. The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without the reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right.
Yes.
Blessings be for the people in the good light.
Hold on, because it's going to be in the political and spiritual.
Welcome to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. I am your host, as always, weekdays 1 to 3 o'clock Mountain Time. And we focus exclusively on monetary reform. We believe in local currency as the vehicle to make that happen, because fundamentally a vote on this really is just not going to happen at the from the national from the from the people at the top. There's just far too much corruption there. The centralized power system allows a very small group of people. They concentrate the power and wealth, and effectively they don't have to pay off and control as many people at the top. It's much more difficult to do locally, and the local solution is the true remedy. Perhaps after there are a network of local currencies in effect, that something could be remedied later on. But this is sort of the way system. Maybe it's a transitional sort of solution. But ultimately, it certainly makes sense to me that in the long term, that power should be distributed just for the same. It's a universal truth. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Absolute power occurs when power in the control of the monetary system is concentrated. So when Robin went into the local government office, it was the Summer County Council meeting, the tool that she took with her was a copy of the Brixton Pound article that I just read. And in addition to that, as a tool that we hand out all the time, is we have basically a sample of the amount now. In this instance, it just happens to be a two-hour note, which is equivalent to $20 Federal Reserve. And on the one side of it is, basically the front side. And then on the opposite side, it has a list of our local businesses that accept the local currency. And so this is valuable because it's like the first thing you do when you get some local currency, like, where do I go spend it? It's the first question. And on this particular list, it just has 38, and we have almost double that number at this point. So this piece of real estate, this advertising tool, this is basically promoting the entire network, and it's something that perhaps we can modify, but there's just not enough room to list all of the businesses on there. But this is a combined tool. Robin had the copy of the Brixton Pound article where the local businesses were agreeing to take a portion of a bonus in the form of a local currency, and then having stapled to that a sample of the local currency so they can actually see what it looks like. And then on the reverse side, it shows you all of these businesses that take the local currency. So this is a nice tool for you to make something similar wherever you are. When you're promoting your local currency, is just you staple that, combine the two things, and whenever you go up and speak in front of a government entity, typically they'll let you take like 5 minutes or so, and you can distribute some material. And this is this is an educational thing. Like, make the onus of educating upon yourself. If we give that power away and say it's their job to get educated about this, they're not going to do it. But if you give them the tools and put it right in front of them, then it makes it much more easy for them to focus on the specific, because this is a huge topic. They might look, if they just go to read about a local currency in general, they might learn about a different type of local currency.
With Drockton Bullion is trying to secure your